B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Quick slants. Superstar, locker room maven from NBC Philly. D-Gun. D-Gun!
Wow, you are quite the wordsmith, my man. I have to give you that.
Thank you, brother. It was good to see the other night. In the lovely NBC Sports Philly studios, man.
I heard your voice, and I said to myself, I said, I can't leave without having a face-to-face with my man, Anthony. I only get to see you like twice a year.
Unfortunately, you're stuck with me. So you got a lot more. So give me your vibe for Sunday. Like, how are you vibing this week and for Sunday?
Yeah, you know what's funny, Anthony? In years past, when you look at a Patriots team, the mindset is, man, I don't know if the Eagles can handle this team. But this particular Patriots team, I'm not in fear of this Patriots team. When I look at them, a few weeks ago, people were lauding them as possibly one of the greatest defenses in the history of pro football. When you look at the gaudy numbers they were putting up, and of course you look at who they were playing, and you go, wait a minute, they're playing bottom feeders. And then they play a team like Baltimore that can stand up to them. And Baltimore freight trained him in a run. 210 yards rushing. They controlled the ball for 37 minutes. And they took it to the Patriots. And I believe with the Eagles, the way they've established the run, especially over the last couple of weeks against a good Bears run defense, a good Bills defensive team, if the Eagles can get that run game going, they can take this team. The Patriots get nothing from the tight end position. Julian Edelman is your primary, and then all of a sudden James White, the running back, is your second receiver. So the Eagles can take this team if they play their game.
I think you're right. I mean, and you make a really good point about the Eagles being able to run over the Bears, being able to run on the Bills. The Bills, that's a really good defense. They ran on the Packers on a short week. They were able to do that. I think you're right about that. I really do. Now, it's going to be interesting defensively. Can they stop them? Now, you're right. No Gronk, and they're missing their outside thrill, their outside threat that they used to have with Josh Gordon. It kills me. What happens when they're third and four, and he's getting they're going to run a little rub, and he's going to leak out of the backfield, and James White is going to catch the first down. And they got to have Malcolm on him, and they got to stop that.
I don't think you're going to stop everything the Patriots are going to do, but I do think the Eagles can stop them enough and give themselves a shot at retaliating. And again, it goes back to one of the things I initially said. If you control the clock for 6, 7, 8 minute drives, that guy Brady's not on the field. Yeah. I mean, if you look at four of the Ravens scoring drives, they were 14 plays, 13 plays, 7 minutes, 8 minute drives.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's not getting on the field. If the Eagles can consume the clock, control the clock, don't turn the ball over, because the Patriots are one of the best they're the best turnover team, in the NFL. Don't turn the ball over. You got a fighting chance against this team. And I like the matchup across the board. I like the Eagles' run game against their run defense. The fact that the Patriots are limited in offensive weapons. I think the Eagles is as inconsistent as they are in the pass game. Let Brady dink and dunk his way down the field. Just don't give up with a big shot to Philip Dorsett. Don't give up that 30, 40 yard shot.
Yeah, you're dead right. And you wonder what Brady's got left going down the field, because that's kind of the first thing that goes. You watch Breeze, and he can't get it down the field like he used to. Well, everything him is all short to intermediate that goes. He doesn't throw it in the air like that. And Brady's kind of slowed down that way as well. So I'm with you. I think that's the recipe. The only thing that really scares me, and this is what makes me kind of feel a little, why I'm afraid, truthfully, is Belichick. I saw his face, right? And yeah. The Ravens are running up and down the field on them. And they're playing assignment football, right?
Yep,
and
absolutely.
They're out of position. And I'm looking at his face, and I'm seeing the anger. And then I see a bye week. And that's the only thing that really worries me, is that he's going to cook something up.
I agree with you 100%. I think Belichick is the best in the history of pro football at making game-to-game adjustments and fixing problems, whatever they may be, offensively or defensively. I think he's the best who's ever done it. So you're right in that regard. What does he have brewing in the lab to try to rattle Carson Wentz?
Yeah.
Because Stephon Gilmore is one of the best cover corners in the game. So whoever he's covering is going to have a long day. You know, Jamie Collins is good. Van Noy is good. McCourty's good. So you know they're dialing up something. How will Doug Peterson and Mike Groh and Carson Wentz counter with whatever Belichick's brewing up in the lab? That remains to be seen. But when you just look at personnel versus personnel, situation versus situation, I think I like this Eagles matchup with them more so than any other time I can think of in recent years.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
D-Gun, let me ask you, Alshon, you going to play? What's his deal?
I don't know, man. It's a well-kept secret right now in terms of where he is health-wise. He really hasn't been the Alshon of 2017, but they need him on the field. You know, I understand you bring back a Jordan Matthews, and Jordan Matthews is not a blazer, but at least he's a sure-handed guy. And he was always a favorite of Carson the previous two times he was here. But I do think you need Alshon out there just to add a little bit more diversity in what you're trying to do with this offense. But it's a big mystery right now in terms of what Alshon's availability is going to be. Our Thega Whiteside, I hate to say it. I don't know how much he can give you. I don't know why he hasn't been able to contribute more. And Doug Peterson and Mike Groh week in and week out have, talked about, we've got to work them in the offense more, meaning him and Mac Hollins, and it still doesn't happen. So I'm not counting on Mac Hollins or Whiteside to give you much of anything if Alshon's not there, which means you're going to have to lean heavily, even more so on the likes of Ertz, Goddard, and Miles Sanders coming in, as well as Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
To get what you need.
Yeah. If I'm Belichick, I put Gilmore on Ertz. And,
oh, that's no question.
And you man up the Eagles receiver, because we're not going to hurt you.
No, because I don't think the Eagles have anybody on the outside that can do a lot of damage against this pass secondary. So you're right. And they like to move Gilmore around. You're right. I'd man up him. Most teams have been doubling Ertz. Mm-hmm. Where they got Gilmore, you don't have to double up Ertz.
Exactly. All right, I got one last question for you. I want you to close your eyes.
Okay.
And I want you to, in your mind's eye, describe what you see when I say the moment of the Super Bowl, either before, during, after, that first comes to mind. Describe what the picture in your mind's eye.
I would have to say, soon as the game's over, confetti's falling, and I'm down on the field, and I see players crying, tears streaming of joy.
Who do you see?
Oh my goodness! It's a Kelsey. For so many
That's
years
awesome.
Of frustration and doubt, and so many people counted this team out against the Minnesotas and the Atlantas. And nobody thought they would get to that Super Bowl when you consider the volume of injuries that they had. And they rallied around the dog mask, the underdog mentality. And all the emotions just flowed freely when that final gun sounded and the Philadelphia Eagles were the Super Bowl champion. it sent chills up your spine, man. Well, it's one thing to watch it on TV, as you know, and experience from that aspect. But when you were there and you're down on the field and you're talking to the Jeffrey Lurie's and the Howie Rosemans and all these players who have endured so many darts thrown their way, so much frustration along the way, and for them to overcome all the odds and quiet all the doubters, man, that was one of the most euphoric experiences.
You're living with these people for years and years
every
and years.
Week. Yeah.
Right. And so you see, you finally see it come to fruition and you're living it through your, through every day being with everyone. And I'm living it through these people that have waited their whole lives and, are summoning their departed, deceased relatives.
No question.
And it's really what stands out the most is the human element. And that's a beautiful, beautiful answer because that's a great memory that you have, D-Gun.
And you know what, Ed? It wasn't just for that particular team. It was for the teams under Buddy Ryan. People thought might do something and never did. It was for the Andy Reid teams that went to 5 conference championships. Yeah. And never fulfill that dream, it was for the players who thought Chip Kelly, the Wonder Boy, was going to come in here after that first year and lead them to the promised land, and it never happened. So it was for a whole bunch of decades worth of players and fans who had to endure that misery, man, and everything just flowed. It's like the dam was finally able to burst.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. Well said. Eloquent, D-Gun. Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, bro. I'm just going to be like you when I grow up.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. Take it easy, my man. D-Gun, NBC Philly. He's the man. Appreciate it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.